Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2500, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Oh, and if you're in the U.S. and send a relevant question in, we'll visit the post office and personally mail you a physical copy of the Optimal Living Daily Workbook, as long as we have copies left. Or if you're outside the U.S., we'll email you a digital copy. And I'll remind you how to send in a question at the end of the show. So for now, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Brenda writes, "Hello, I was recently diagnosed with prediabetes. I have a family history of diabetes and want to do everything I can to avoid that fate. I exercise fairly consistently and my weight is reasonable. However, I do struggle with sugar intake. My question is, what are the most effective steps I can take to reverse this diagnosis and avoid full-blown diabetes? Also, if I follow these steps, how long would it take to see an improvement in my blood work?" Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Brenda. I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis, Brenda, but I love that you're being so proactive about it. Prediabetes doesn't mean diabetes has to happen. So, as always, I want to reset the show to make sure we're all on the same page when it comes to these different terms and definitions. If someone's doctor tells them they have prediabetes, it means that they don't have diabetes yet, but the person is much more likely to develop diabetes in the near future. Usually, doctors diagnose diabetes by running some blood tests. They usually look at a person's fasting blood sugar levels, for example. This means that the blood is drawn after not eating for 8 to 12 hours. Basically, the doctor wants to see how much sugar is floating around in the bloodstream when you haven't eaten in a while. This is valuable information because it tells the doctor how the body is processing sugar. Too much sugar sitting in the bloodstream is not good. We really want the sugar to get to your muscles, your liver, and your brain so that it can be used for energy. When we have too much sugar in the bloodstream, it can lead to all sorts of side effects in the long term, like loss of feeling in one's fingers and toes, changes in vision and blindness, increased risk for heart disease and stroke, and on and on. So how much sugar in the bloodstream is too much? The cutoff for a fasting blood test is 100 or higher. Doctors may also look at another blood test called hemoglobin A1C, or HbA1c, that's its abbreviation. This tells the doctor what your blood sugar levels have been like not just today, but over the past 3 months on average. HbA1c, or again, hemoglobin A1c, is expressed as a percentage, and you want your number to be less than 5.6%. What happens if your blood sugar is high, meaning over 100, but not so high that you have diabetes? Well, the good news is there's still time to bring that blood sugar level back down. Normally, the first thing I suggest to folks with pre-diabetes is to consider losing weight. Why is weight loss or maintaining a normal weight so important? We're finding that if you carry excess weight, your body can't get rid of the sugar in the bloodstream as well as it should. Now, for you, Brenda, it sounds like your body weight is just about right. So we'll move on. Next up, exercise regularly. In your case, Brenda, it sounds like, again, you've got this covered. But I want to clarify a couple of things. Notice I didn't use the term physical activity, but instead I said exercise. Exercise is different because we're talking about increasing the activity intensity. So if you haven't done this already and your doctor says it's safe to do so, I recommend increasing the intensity of your activity and consider incorporating high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. This is because a number of studies have found this is really effective at lowering blood sugar levels. I would also recommend being sure you're adequately hydrated most of the time. Now, why should we care about this? This is because staying hydrated, especially by using just regular water, helps the body flush out some of the excess sugar in your bloodstream. Now, you don't need to overhydrate. How do you know if you're adequately hydrated, but not overhydrated? I know it sounds disgusting, but the best way to make sure is to look at your urine color. If your urine is a light yellow lemonade color, that's perfect. If it's clear all the time, you're consuming too much water, meaning you're overhydrating. Darker yellow, and you're dehydrated. I should also mention that plain coffee and tea are also great to help keep you hydrated. In fact, consuming regular coffee without cream and sugar has actually been shown to help prevent type 2 diabetes. As far as food goes, be sure to watch how much carbohydrate you're getting. Now, without knowing the specifics of your diet, all I will say here is that you may need to consider cutting back on your carbohydrates a bit. Instead of having, let's say, 3 servings of fruit each day, aim for 2. This is still adequate to promote health and prevent any nutrient deficiencies. Instead of having 2 pieces of toast for breakfast, have 1. Instead of having a sandwich for lunch, have a salad with all the same sandwich toppings. I think you get the idea. It's also important to be sure you're consuming enough fiber. We found that fiber can help our bodies use blood sugar more effectively. We often think of carbohydrate-rich foods as the best sources of fiber, but that's not necessarily true. Vegetables can also be good sources, especially beans, nuts, and seeds. These foods are important additions to your diet if they're not in there already. Now lastly, be sure you're managing the stress in your life. Folks often look at me strangely when I suggest this. What does managing my stress have to do with preventing diabetes? Think about your body's response to stress. Your muscles tense so you can prepare your body to run or fight. Your heart races. Your blood pressure rises to be sure there's enough blood flowing to your brain and muscles. Your pupils dilate so you can see better. All of these responses require energy. To be sure these organs have enough energy to perform these actions, the body will actually pump sugar into the bloodstream. So there's the connection. More stress leads to more sugar in the bloodstream. More sugar in the bloodstream means the risk for diabetes goes up. Now, if you were to start incorporating some of these changes, how long would it take for your blood work to reflect this? It's hard to say for sure, but I would say give your body 3 to 6 months to know whether it's helping. And before I end, I will also say that some of these suggestions may seem overwhelming because I listed so many of them. If that's the case, please know I understand. I would recommend trying just one of my suggestions, the one that really jumped out at you, or the one you feel is most important for you right now. Or maybe it's the one that you feel would be easiest to start with. Either way, if you begin making any of these changes, start with just 1 or 2 maximum, and just know that by starting with even just 1 or 2, you're already on the right track.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Brenda. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show, plus get a copy of the Optimal Living Daily Workbook, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message. You can do retakes before officially sending it in, or you could do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.